101.9 High FM. One nation, one station.
16 days of activism, that's what I'm talking about against women, the abuse of women and children. Kolenu, I'm going to be chatting to the director at Kolenu South Africa, Wendy Hendler. I want to know what the experience of the community has been during a lockdown and how we can actually make a difference. Wendy Hendler, a very, very good morning to you. How are you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, pleasure. Good. Thanks, Howard. Thanks for holding this talk.
So
it's great that you do what you do.
Well, it's so important, but on the other hand, it's so frustrating because I find, so we get to Women's Month and we get to the 16 days of activism and we talk about the stuff, and that's good because it's better than not talking about it. But I mean, and if I feel a level of frustration, I can only imagine what somebody like you who is working in this field must be feeling, because it just doesn't seem to be getting better. Or maybe I'm wrong. Is it getting better?
Well, it is, we hear you and we feel the same. You know, just to talk about it endlessly, you wonder what the value is. But it does make a change and people's attitudes do start to shift. And I think it's vital, you know. The main thing is that we don't get people to switch off when they hear it again. You know, that we make it relevant and meaningful to our community. And that's really what has to happen, and I think that's what we're doing.
So what is the situation in the community? What have you seen during during lockdown?
We have seen an increase in cases, for sure. By and large, they're not new cases that have just developed during lockdown. These are old relationship issues that have been challenging, but with the situation of lockdown, it's made them much, much worse. So we've had definitely an increase in the severity and in the number of cases. And mainly what we're seeing is cases of financial abuse, you know, which is one of the sort of less obvious.
Explain that to me.
So basically that's where someone uses their power, their economic power.
To control.
Party to control them. Giving them a limited amount of money. You only can spend it in this way, checking up on what they're spending, limiting all aspects of how they use that money and their access to it. And really it's all about control. And it's
abuse. Yeah, but to some extent it also can come from the lack of control. In other words, we feel so out of control in so many areas of our life, especially during the pandemic. There's so much we can't control. We can't control if our company is going to retrench us. We can't control. And so what we do is look for control. And the first thing we do, the first thing that can happen in a situation like that is to exercise extreme control over somebody you're trying to, that you think you can control.
Yeah. But at the same time, it is part of a pattern of abuse. So people often say, oh, this person's being abusive. And that's very different from what we at Kolenu are talking about. We're talking about a pattern of abuse that will show itself in more than one area. So there might be control over the person's social situation, who they can spend time with. You know, there could be religious abuse where people use religion to force the other person into submissive behavior. We won't eat at your parents' because they're not kosher enough for us. But actually, they're just using their power over that person to dominate. So abuse will show up generally in more than one area. And then you can actually say, this is abuse. This is using, no matter what the circumstances, this is a pattern of behavior that exists regardless. Obviously, it's just made much worse, you know, at the moment. But these situations have been going on between these couples for a long time. So this has brought it to the fore. And in a way, it's good because when they reach out, then there's a chance to start getting help. Grateful to us.
Sometime during lockdown, Kathy Kaler made a comment to me which I think was so profound and so right, that many of these things, and these are some of the things that you're talking about, but it actually extends to other areas, companies and people. So much of what we're seeing are pre-existing conditions or comorbidities. Mm-hmm. And what's happened during the pandemic, and it's very much what you're describing, is these things have just been made a lot worse. They've been exacerbated at a time of extreme stress and, I guess, uncertainty.
Yeah, and also being locked up with your abuser. I mean, for children who are being abused at home, you know, often by older siblings, not necessarily by parents or the extended family. You know, it's a nightmare situation. And this is what's being seen all over the world, you know, increasing these kinds of behaviors. Mm. And we're not immune from them. We have as much as any other community, you know, statistics wise. I mean, we don't have accurate stats, obviously, because there's underreporting. But from anecdotal, you know, evidence, we have unfortunately a problem in our community. Mm,
mm. So how severe is the problem, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. But, you know, we are, Roseanne and I, who work together on Kulenia and our volunteers, we are very, not shocked when we get another case of whether it might be child-on-child sexual abuse, whether it might be even physical abuse. We've had a few cases in the last few weeks of physical abuse, older siblings. These are adults, you know, who physically beating younger siblings. You know, the cases are coming into the helpline. That's all we can say. And each one of them is tragic and so difficult. So there are too many cases. That's what we can say.
Mm. One of the things that I've noticed and that I had a discussion about last week on the show as well is an increased amount of drug abuse amongst teens and young adults as well. Because of lockdown, maybe because of the pressures, maybe because they're not getting out and letting off steam with friends, etc. But we are definitely seeing an increase in all of these types of social issues.
And we do know that drug abuse is often connected to early childhood sexual abuse as well. So one never knows what the root is of these problems. But I think it's important to just have a little sort of eye open to start questioning, you know, the links between sudden drug abuse or different kinds of acting out behaviors, you know. So I think people are very loath to think about these.
We are loath to, and we almost don't, and we don't want to, because it is painful and it feels dirty, and it just doesn't feel like these are the subjects we want to be talking about, and yet we absolutely have to do it. How do we, what do we do if we're not involved in one of these organizations? We're just a normal person living our normal life. Hopefully, maybe within the walls of our family, things seem to be okay. Of course, there's the normal stresses. No situation is absolutely perfect. There's no, that doesn't exist. But we think we're okay. How do we keep an eye out? What do we look out for whether it's friends, siblings who are married, our children who are married? What do we look out for?
I think we have to listen very, very carefully to people, and we have to put the pieces together. So, for example, when someone says, you know, I can't come out, my husband won't allow it, you know, you know, I don't have money for airtime. You know, and I think you have to look at putting the pieces together so that start to say, is this person in a situation of abuse? And then one has to reach out to that person and very gently say, what's going on? Can I help? And be very present, you know, phone them regularly, even pop in, knock on the door, because sometimes those unexpected visits will deter an abuser, because they never know when they fear being found and caught. So I think that we need to be very conscious of listening closely to what a person is going through and offering our support and really believing them and, you know, understanding and believing them. I think too often we want to say, oh, they're just having a bad day, or, oh, they'll get over it. You know, it's just a phase. And I think we need to be much more alert to the prevalence of this problem and to our capacity to be a very supportive change maker in that person's life.
Absolutely right. Very, very sound advice. Wendy, if somebody is listening and would like to reach out, would like to discuss something with you, maybe about themselves, maybe about somebody else, how do they get hold of Kulenia?
So we're available from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Mondays to Thursdays, and from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. And the phone number is 011-264-0341. And they're welcome to call.
All right. Can you just repeat that number for us?
011-264-0341.
And that is how you can seek help if you are concerned and if you need it. Wendy Hendler, director at Kolenu South Africa, thank you for the incredible work that you are doing. It's extremely, extremely important, and we all need to be vigilant per your advice.